Chapter 10. The Pastor and His Parishioner. Hester was determined to reveal to Reverend Dimmesdale the true identity of Roger Chillingworth. She knew that the Reverend often took walks in the forest and along the seashore. Therefore, one day Hester took little Pearl for a walk in the forest. Pearl ran about happily, trying to catch the sunshine, and then sat down with her mother on a heap of moss.
Mother, is there a black man who lives in the forest and carries a big book where people write their names with their own blood? Did you ever meet him? Oh, tell me.
Hester looked curiously at little Pearl and replied,
Once in my life I met the black man. This scarlet letter is his mark.
After a vivid conversation with Pearl, Hester heard footsteps in the forest. She knew it was the Reverend.
Pearl, go and play near the brook while I speak to this person who is walking through the woods. Do not go far away. Stay near the brook.
When the child had gone to play, Hester walked towards the minister, who was coming down the path. He looked tired and weak, and his step was listless. He would have been only too happy to lie down in the dark forest and die.
Arthur Dimmesdale,
Hester said softly.
Who is there?
Said the minister. He took another step and discovered the scarlet letter.
Hester! Hester Prynne,
he said.
Is it you?
Yes,
she replied. They were both awe-stricken. Arthur Dimmesdale touched Hester's cold hand with his own. They sat down on the heap of moss, and when they had found the strength to speak, made remarks about the approaching storm. They had been separated for so long by fate and circumstances that it took some time before they could open their hearts to each other. After a while, the minister looked at Hester and said,
Hester, have you found peace?
She smiled sadly, looked at her bosom and asked,
Have you?
None. Nothing but despair. Were I an atheist, a man without a conscience, I might have found peace long ago. But I am a minister. I am so miserable.
The people revere you, and you have certainly worked well among them,
said Hester.
More misery, Hester. I have laughed bitterly at the contrast between what I seem and what I am. And Satan laughs at it. Happy are you, Hester. You wear the scarlet letter openly on your bosom. Mine burns in secret. If only I had a friend or an enemy to whom I could tell the truth.
You have a friend in me,
Hester said. Then, trying desperately to conquer her fears, she said,
You have such an enemy, and he lives with you under the same roof.
The minister jumped to his feet, gasping for breath and clutching at his heart.
What are you saying? An enemy? Under my own roof? What do you mean?
With her silence of 7 years, she had ruined the man she still so passionately loved. Now she would gladly have died at Arthur Dimmesdale's feet.
Oh, Arthur,
she cried.
Forgive me. I have always been truthful, but in this circumstance I had no choice. The old physician, Roger Chillingworth, he was my husband.
The minister looked at her with unimaginable violence of passion. He had never had a blacker or fiercer frown. He sank down on the ground and buried his face in his hands.
I might have known it. I did know it. My heart knew the secret all along. Why didn't I understand? What horror! Woman, you are responsible for this. I cannot forgive you.
You will forgive me,
cried Hester, throwing herself beside him.
Let God punish. You will forgive.
With desperate tenderness, she threw her arms around him and pressed his head against her bosom. His cheek rested on the scarlet letter.
Will you forgive me?
She repeated over and over again. After a long silence, he replied,
I forgive you, Hester. I forgive you. May God forgive us both. We are not the worst sinners in the world. That old man's revenge has been blacker than our sin. He has violated the sanctity of the human heart. We never did. But now that Chillingworth knows that you have revealed his secret, will he continue to keep our secret?
There is a strange secrecy in his nature. I do not think he will reveal our secret,
answered Hester.
And I? How can I live any longer under the same roof with this deadly enemy?
Exclaimed the Reverend.
Think for me, Hester. You are strong. Resolve this for me.
You must no longer live with this man,
said Hester firmly.
But how can I avoid it? Tell me what I must do. You are strong, Hester,
said the Reverend.
Is the world so narrow?
Exclaimed Hester, fixing her eyes on the minister's and exercising a magnetic power over his shattered spirit.
Where does this forest path lead? It goes deeper and deeper into the wilderness where no white man has been. There you are free. Then there is the broad path of the sea. It brought you here, and it can take you back again. You would be out of his power and completely free if you returned to our native land, or to Germany, France, or Italy.
It cannot be. I cannot leave my post. I have no strength or courage to begin a new life,
answered the Reverend.
You are crushed under the weight of 7 years of misery,
replied Hester.
But you will leave it all behind you, begin everything anew. The future is still full of trial and success. There is happiness to be enjoyed. Exchange this false life of yours for a new one. Preach, write, act, do anything, but do not lie down and die.
Oh, Hester,
cried Dimmesdale.
I must die here. I have no strength or courage left in me to venture into the wide, difficult world alone.
He repeated the last word.
Alone, Hester.
You will not go alone,
she answered, whispering. Then all was spoken.